Today's Amud is Chagiga Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, four lines from the top, V'achayo Yisratzoi V'shoiv. So we're going to discuss some of the psukim in the beginning of Sefer Yecheskel. We mentioned that Maisim Merkava largely comes from the beginning of Sefer Yecheskel. And so the Gemara now is going to darshan some of Maisim Merkava. Now obviously this is not really Maisim Merkava that a person is not supposed to learn unless he's a Chacham Mevim Yudaita, otherwise the Gemara wouldn't be teaching it to us so openly, but on some level this is Maisim Merkava, and it's kedai to keep in mind that Hagdama of the Tzlach that we mentioned, that even if we don't understand what we're saying right now, it's still something that's useful for L'Asid Lavoi to at least understand the Gemara, at least Kepshutoi, and we'll understand the deeper pshat of the Gemara after 120. So it says the Gemara, V'chayoitz ratzoi v'shoiv kemara ha-bazak. The Bazak in Yecheskel says that the Chayoitz, so we mentioned that the Chayoitz are in the seventh Rekia, and then there's another Rekia that's the Malam Mirashi Achayoitz, there's another Rekia on top of them, there's an eighth Rekia, and so the Chayoitz that are in the seventh Rekia, they constantly pick up their heads, they poke it out into the eighth Rekia, above their heads, and then they come back, they're ratzoi v'shoiv, they go up and down, kemara ha-bazak. Says the Gemara, "My ratzay v'shoyv." What does this mean that they go up and down? Amar Rav Yehuda, "Ka'ar hayoytzim epi akivshan," like a fire that comes out from an oven, like that initial spark. So the heads of the chayoyts, they pop up and come right away back down. I guess they see certain things that they can't stay there for so long, so they come right away back down. "My kemare habazak." What is this mashal of a mare habazak? Amar Rav Yosi bar Chanina, "Ka'ar hayoytzay mibein acharasim," like the fire that comes out from the holes in the pot when the crafter is making, he's refining gold, so he has holes in the pot and there's fire that goes in. Rashi explains the Metzias, and the fire goes out through the holes, it comes out as a fast like that spark which comes out and comes right away back in. So that's how these chayos, they poke their heads up and then they come right away back. The pasuk then says, "Ve'era vihine ruach sa'ara ba min atzafayin." Anon gadol ve'esh mislakachas v'noigol esaviv u'mitoicha k'ena chashmal mitoicha esh. It says, and I saw, there's also this in Yecheskel in the first parak, he says, and I saw that there was this big storm and fire, and from inside there was k'ena chashmal mitoicha esh. So where was this storm? Where was the chashmal? Where were these malachim going? Laheichon azal, where was it going to? Amrav Yehuda Marav, Rav explained, shaholach lichvayish eskola oilam kula. It went to go and conquer the entire world, tachas Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, that the whole world should be under the rule of Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. So these malachim are going to really assist Nebuchadnezzar in conquering the world. The Kol Kach Lama, says the Gemara, why was it so important for Nebuchadnezzar to conquer the world? Why were they going to help Nebuchadnezzar? Says the Gemara, Shalot Yoimru Umas Ha'olam, so that the Goyim shouldn't say, when Nebuchadnezzar eventually is going to conquer Klal Yisrael to a certain extent, he was going to exile Klal Yisrael, he was going to rule over Klal Yisrael, so we didn't want it that the Goyim should say that Biyad Umas Shfala Masar Kadosh Baruch Hu Esbanav, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave over his children under the reins of an Umas Shfala, under a low nation. So instead, the Malachim went to go help of Nebuchadnezzar so that he should be the king of the world, so that it shouldn't be a bazillion for Klal Yisrael when they're under Nebuchadnezzar. And Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, really lamenting about this, that Mi garamli she'eya shamish loiv de pesilem, who has caused me that I should be like assisting someone who's an oivid of Adazara, that I should go assist Nebuchadnezzar to become king of the world. It's Avaneseyan Shal Yisrael in Garmuli, it was the sins of Klal Yisrael. It's because they were going to sin and be under the rulings of Nebuchadnezzar, so that's why now I have to go and help Nebuchadnezzar be the king of the world. So it's really all coming because of the sins of Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says, "Ve'era hachayos v'hinei oifen echad be'eretz eitzah ba'aretz eitzah l'chayos." That Yecheskel says over, he says that I saw the chayos, and there was also another malach, there was an oifen that was on the ground next to the chayos. Now those seem to be very far away places. How could it be on the ground next to the chayos? The chayos, he says, in the seventh rakia. So I'm Rabbi Lazar explained that malach echad shu oimid ba'aretz, there's a certain malach that it stands on the ground, tako v'roishay magia eitzah, and it's so tall that its head reaches all the way up to the chayos. And the masnisa tana and the brisa we learn that Sandalfin Shemai, that the name of this Malach is Sandalfin, and Hagavaya Mechaveroi Mahalo Chamesh Me'ayshana. It's taller than its friends, of 500 years travel, taller than its friends. That's how tall this Sandalfin is. Va'imin Acharei HaMerkava, and it stands behind the Merkava Elyoina, the Kaisher Ksarim L'Kainai, and it ties crowns Kaviyachol for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Gemara, this Sandalfin, it ties crowns for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How could it tie a crown and then give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ask the Gemara, ain't is that so? Vaksiv, but it says, Baruch Kavod Hashem Im Koimai. We say it every day in davening. It's a pasuk that the Malachim say over when they're praising Hashem, they say, blesses HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavod from its place, which gives off the impression that they don't really know where it is. They're saying, wherever it is, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's his Kavod should be Baruch. But they don't know where it is. It's mashma, they don't know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So how could you say that's the Ndalfin? He makes crowns and gives it to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the pasuk says Baruch Hashem, Baruch Kavod Hashem im Kaimai, Michal dim Kaimai Leka diyadale, which is gives off the impression that nobody knows where a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. They just say wherever he is, he should be Baruch. Mashma, they don't know where he is. So says the Gemara in Echanami, the Sandalfon also, he doesn't know where a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. Ah, so how does he give the crown to Hashem? The Amar Shem Atago, he says the Shem Mefarish on the crown, Va'azov Yasev Areshe, and then the crown goes Kaviyachol, and it goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's head, and Rabbi Yochanan says, it's about this that we say in davening, or those that do say it, it's about this that those who say it say, Kesar Yidnu Lucha, they say that this is what the Malachim say, Kesar Yidnu Lucha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the crown should be for you, it's this Sandalfon who ties the crowns for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says the Shema Mefarish, and then the crown goes onto the head Kaviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Amar Rava, Rava said that although we have all these psukim in Yecheskel describing things that are very high up there, Kol Shera Yecheskel Ra Yeshaya. You should know that all these things that Yecheskel saw, really Yeshaya saw them as well. So why don't we have psukim describing these things in Yeshaya? How come we only have these types of psukim in Yecheskel and not in Yeshaya? If everything Yecheskel saw, Yeshaya also saw it, so why didn't he describe it? Says Rava, because Lema Yecheskel Daime, Yecheskel, who wrote down all these different things that he saw, what's he comparable to? Leben Kfar Shira Es HaMelech. He's like a village boy who sees the king. The Ben Kfar, the village boy who sees the king, it's like a huge deal. He's not used to being in such big places and seeing the Melech. So for him, it's extra exciting. It's something unique. So he's going to be talking about it. He's going to be describing it. And that's why he wrote everything down. But Ulamai Yeshaya Doyme, what's Yeshaya comparable to? Leben Krach Shira Es HaMelech. He's like a city boy who sees the king. He's someone who grows up next to the king. This is something that he was used to. Because he would see him much more, because it was something he was more accustomed to, so therefore it was less, I don't know if the right word is exciting, but that's why Yeshaya, he didn't write it down, it was Dafka Yecheskel who wrote it down. Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, what's the meaning of the pasuk, Ashiru Hashem ki ga'ay ga'ab, that I sing to Hashem because ga'ay ga'ab, because he's so exalted. Says Rava, what says Reish Lakish, what does it mean? It means that I sing to Hashem, Shiru Lami Hashem is ga'a ala ge'ib. I sing to Hashem because he's exalted over the exalted. There are exalted things in this world, and Hashem is even more exalted than those exalted things. The Amar Mar, like Mar said, that Melech Shebechayo Yisari, Melech Shebehemo Yisshar, the king of the Chayos kingdom is the lion, the king of the Behemos kingdom is the shar, Melech Sheba'ayfa is Neshar, the king of the animal, of the bird kingdom is the eagle, V'adam is Ga'a Aleihem, and the king of all of these is man, V'akadosh Baruch Hu is Ga'a El Kulan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king even over man, he's king over all these things, V'alkola Elam Kula, and over the entire world, so he's Mizga'a Aleihem, he's exalted even though over those who are exalted. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Kasav Echad Oimer, one pasuk says, Udmus Peneim Penei Adam, Upenei Arye, El Yamin Larbasam, Upenei Shar Me'asmol Larbasam. So this is Yecheskel describing the Merkava El Yoina, and he explains all the different images that he sees up there. So the Ikar L'Nyanenu is that one of the faces, one of the images that Yecheskel describes seeing in this Merkava, is he sees a Penei Shar. He sees the image of an axe. Uksiv, and another pasuk says, "V'arba panim le'echad." Again, that there are these four faces, four images: pnei ha'echad, pnei ha'krov, pnei ha'shen, and pnei ha'adam. Vashishi pnei Aryeh, Baravi pnei Nesher, Vilushar like a Chashiv. He lists four things: a krov, which we'll see what that is, an image of a person, an Aryeh, a lion, and an eagle. And Shar is not in the list. Vilushar like a Chashiv. Shar is not in the list. So how could, so it seems to be a stira. The earlier pasuk said that one of the images is the image of, is the pnei shar, and in the other pasuk it doesn't mention anything about the shar. So Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish explained that really originally there was a shar, but then Yechezkel bikesh olav rachamim v'havchay l'krov. But then the reason why, in the other pasuk in Yechezkel later on, it's all the way in Parak Yud, where he doesn't mention Shar, that's because Yechezkel davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu that there shouldn't be the Pnei of a Shar over there. We'll see in a moment why. And because of that, it changed to the Pnei Krov, which we'll see what a Krov is also soon. So Amar Lefanav, what was Yechezkel's tefillah? Why didn't he want there to be a Pnei Shar? Yechezkel davened to Hashem and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kategor Yeosa Sanegor, that our prosecutor is going to become our defendant. Seemingly these chayos, these images, this merkava defends us and helps us and helps Klal Yisrael, and the shar is something which is a prosecutor against us because it's a reminder of the cheta egel. So you can't have the kateger nasa sanegar, you can't have the prosecutor be the defendant, you can't have a shar be up there, it's not going to be able to defend us because it's going to be constantly, its image itself is going to be by definition prosecuting against us. So Yechezkel daven that there shouldn't be the pnei shar, and that's when it turned, the Pnei Shar switched and became instead a Pnei Krov. Now, my Krov, what is a Pnei Krov? What's a Krov? So, Amir Rabbi Avayu, the Kravya. Pnei Krov means a Kravya, it means the image of a child. She came Babavel, Klaver, and the Yanuka Ravya. In Babel, you call a Yanuka, you call a child, you call him a Ravya. So, a Krov is like the word Ravya, which is a child. Amar Le Rapapula Abaye, Rapapa asked Abaye, if you're telling me that a Krov is the Pnei, is the image of a person, of a child, El Me'ata, how do you understand the pasuk that we just quoted before? The pasuk says pnei ha'echa pnei krov upnei sheni pnei adam. It says the image of one of the images over there is a pnei krov. Another one is a pnei adam. Veshlish pnei aryeh v'ri pnei nashar. But the point is the first two, one's a krov, one's an adam. Ha'inu pnei krov, ha'inu pnei adam. You're telling me now that the krov is a child, so a krov is a pnei adam. So what does it mean that there's an image of a krov and there's an image of an adam? It's the same thing. They're both images of people. Says the Gemara, they're not exactly the same. Ape ravrve va'ape zutre. The pnei adam means the face of an older person, of a ravrve, and krov is the pnei zutre, is the face of a younger person. So they're not exactly the same. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Kasuv Echad Oimer, Sheish Knafayim Lechad, that each one of these Malachim have six wings. Ukasuv Echad Oimer, Va'arba Panim Lechas, Va'arba Knafayim Lechas Lam, that they only have four wings. So which one is it, six or four? Says the Gemara, Leikashat Sanastira. Kam Bizman Shabesa Mikdash Kayim, when the Besa Mikdash is around, so then these Malachim have six wings. Kam Bizman Shaim Besa Mikdash Kayim. However, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so then they lose two of their wings, then there's only four. Kaviyachol shenismatu kanfei achayos, as if to say that the kanfei achayos are become less. Now they only have four. Now ask the Gemara, that heiminayu imaut, which one of the six, which wings go away when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Amrav chananu, amarav, it's the ones that they sing shir with, those are the wings that go away bizman that there's no Beis HaMikdash. How do we know that? Because ksiv hachu v'shtayim ya'ifeif v'karazel zev yomer. It says that when the malachim sing, so they're ya'ifeif with two wings, and they're karazel zev yomer to get ready to sing. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, hisayif, again this lashon of ya'ifeif, hisayif, that hasayif einecha v'einenu, that it no longer is there, it's no longer there. So you see that the two wings that they sing shira with, those are the wings that are no longer there when there's no Beis HaMikdash. For Rabban and Amri, the Rabban and argue, they say that no, the two wings that go away are Aysan Shemechasis Behen Raglayim, are the two wings that they use to cover their legs. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, The pasuk says Yechezkel writes v'ragleihem regel yishara. He writes that he sees these malachim that their legs are straight. They look like one leg. They keep their legs together like we do by kedusha, like we do by Shemana Esrei. It's actually learned out from here. So they keep their legs together, and that's how Yechezkel describes their legs, that their legs are together. Now, if they have wings covering their legs, v'lav dimaut minahaviyada. If those wings didn't go away, if the wings are still there covering their legs, so how does Yechezkel see what their legs look like? It must be that their wings, those are the wings that went away. The wings that cover their legs, those are the wings that went away. Ask the Gemara how, that's not muchach. Dilma di gloi v'chazile. It could be those wings didn't go away, but it could be they flap. And maybe they revealed their legs for a moment and Yechezkel saw it. But the wings didn't actually go away, they just flapped. I'll prove it to you that it has to be that there's this concept of the wings flapping, because the pasuk in Yechezkel also says udamus peneihem penei adam, that their faces looked like the face of an adam. Now there's wings that should be covering the face. So how did hachanami dimot? Are you going to tell me that those wings also went away, and that's how Yechezkel was able to see their face? If so, then they should only have two wings left, and we said that they have four wings left. If the two wings that cover their legs and the two wings that cover their faces went away, so that they only have two wings left. So Elamai, what are you going to have to say? Eladi gloi v'chazilei. The wings that covered their faces didn't go away, they flapped. And when they were open, Yechezkel saw what their faces looked like. So hachanami, who had been over here when it comes to their feet, the way Yechezkel saw what their feet looked like, it's not because those wings went away, they gloi v'chazilei. It could just be that they revealed themselves, and that's when Yechezkel saw it, and that's what he's describing. Says the Gemara, no, you can't compare the two. Achi ashta, it's not a good comparison. Bishlama ape. I understand when it comes to their face. So it makes sense to say that they revealed their face and Yechezkel saw it at that time, because Eirich Aru Ligaluye Kame Rabbi. It's Derech Eretz for a person to show his face to his Rabbi, so it's normal that they flap their wings to cover their face. That makes a lot of sense. So Yechezkel saw it when it was revealed. But Kare, Lava Eirich Aru Ligaluye Kame Rabbi, it's not Derech Eretz for a person to reveal his legs in front of his Rabbi. And if so, the fact that Yechezkel was able to see their legs, it must be, it's not Pshat because they revealed it because they were flapping their wings. That wouldn't be Derech Eretz. It must be it's because they lost those wings. They didn't have wings there anymore. And that's how Yechezkel was able to see their legs. Says the Gemara, Vayter now, Kasav Echad Oimer, one pasuk says that Aleph Alfin Yishamshune, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has thousands of malachim that are assisting him, V'ribay Rivvan Kadmayi Yikumun, and ten thousands of malachim that are in front of him. U'Kasav Echad Oimer, yet another pasuk says, Hayesh Mispar Negdudav, is there any weight, is there any number, is there any count to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's legions of malachim? So it sounds like there's no number. Before we said that there's a number. It might be a high number, but Lamaisa, there's a number. But then the pasuk says that Hayesh Misper LeGedudav sounds like that there is no number; it's infinite. So says the Gemara LeKasho, Kam Bezman She Beis Hamikdash Kayim, Kam Bezman She Ei Beis Hamikdash Kayim. When there's a Beis Hamikdash around, so that's when it's Hayesh Misper LeGedudav, that there's no count. That which we said it's Alf Alfin, it's Ribay Revolvin. That's when there's Ein Beis Hamikdash Kayim. Kaviyochel Shenismato Pamal Yishamalo. It says if to say that the entourage, that the legions of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Pamal Yishamalo, were made less. Tani, we learned in the Braisa that Rebbe Yomer, Mishama Biyasi Ben Doisoi, that no, a different answer, that Elif Alfin Yishamshune is Misper Gudud Echad, that which the Pasuk says a number. It says that there's a thousands and thousands of Malachim that are serving him. That's the amount of Malachim in one Gudud, in one legion. And then there's another Pasuk says, Uli Gududav Ein Misper. But now how many Gududim are there? So that already a Misper. And Rav Yirmi Bar Abba Amar, a similar type of teretz, that Aleph Alfin Yishamshune L'Nahar Dinor. This, that the pasuk says that there's thousands and thousands, that's the amount of malachim that are in a certain group, that are the malachim that are by the Nahar Dinor, certain Nahar that we'll speak about soon. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Nahar Dinor, Nageid V'Nafig Min Kadmayi, Aleph Alfin Yishamshune, V'Ribay Revavin Kadmayi Yikumun. So those numbers, that's about the malachim that are by the Nahar Dinor. But we'll do the vein mispar, because in the total amount, that already ain't misbar, but the amount that's by Nahar Dinar, so that's this certain number. Now this Nahar Dinar, this Dinar River, Meheicha Nafik, where does the water from this river, this spiritual river, where does the water come from? Says the Gemara, Mezeyasan Shal Chayos. It comes from the sweat of the Chayos. Ulaheichan Shafik, and where does the river then flow to? Where does the water go? It flows onto the heads of the Rasha'im in the Gehenim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hine Sa'aras Hashem Chema Yatza Musar Mischaylik Al Reish Rasha'im Yachol. That this goes on top of the heads of the Rasha'im in Gehenim. That it goes somewhere else, it goes Al Asher Kumtu, it goes on this Al Asher Kumtu, which is a certain group of people that it was nigzar on them to be created, and in the end they were not created as we're about to see. So on these also Rishayim, the water goes onto them. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Asher Kumtu Vloyes, Nahar Yutzak Yesoidam, that the Nahar Dinar, it goes and flows on top of their heads. Tani, we learned in the Braisa. And Amrab Shimon Achasid, Elu tshamei ayse shishim v'arba dorei shekumtu lihibarais koidem shenivra olam. This asher kumtu is the 974 generations that it was kumtu, it was decreed upon them, Rashi says. It was kumtu, it was decreed upon them lihibarais, to be created before the world was created. And then v'loi nivro, and then in the end, the Kadosh Baruch Hu did not end up creating them. Instead, amag the Kadosh Baruch Hu got up, ushaslan b'choldar v'dar, and he scattered these people amongst all the different generations. V'hein hein azipanim shebedar. And these are the ones that have a lot of chutzpah in the dar, come from this group of people, from the Asher Kumtu. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Amar, he's chaylik mamish entirely on this whole idea. He says that no, he says Asher Kumtu lebracha hu dichsev. This group of people who are described as Asher Kumtu, we said the pasuk says Asher Kumtu v'loyeis nahar yutzak yisoidam, that they have this nahar yutzak yisoidam, they're actually good people, and the pasuk's telling them divrei bracha. It's saying a positive thing about them. Who are these people? Who are these Asher Kumtu? Elu tamidei chachamim shemekamtin atzman al divrei taiv. It's referring to Talmidei Chachamim that they act with anivas, they act with humble, they lower themselves in this world, they deprive sleeps from themselves, they make themselves smaller in this world, and so the reward is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu megalalem soy lo'ilam haba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards them for all their hishtadlus, for all their efforts, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then is megala to them the soyd in oilam haba. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Nahar yutzak yesoidam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ends up giving them their yesoid, meaning they try to learn it, perhaps like that we learned from the Tzlach, that a person who tries to learn, even if he doesn't fully understand it, but at least then lost the love after 120, so then a Kaddish Baruch Hu will be megala the side of the things that he learned, that he put in the effort to try to learn it, even if he didn't fully understand it, but at least he put in the effort, so then a Kaddish Baruch Hu is megala the side lost the love.